Today's daf is Avodah Zara daf Nun Gimel, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So the context, the sugya that the Gemara has been discussing is the idea of being mevatel Avodah Zara. And like the Mishnah said on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis, Oivet Keichavim, a guy could be mevatel Avodah Keichavim Shaloi Vishal Chaver. He could be mevatel Avodah Zara. A Yisrael is a mevatel Avodah Keichavim. Even shall Ovid Keichavim. A Yisrael, however, can't be Mevato Avodah Zarah either way. So a really geshmaka daf regarding the halachis of Bittul Avodah Zarah. So up to Mishnah. Kate said Mevatlo, a guy that wants to be Mevato his Avodah Zarah, how could he be Mevato it? Now, why would a guy want to be Mevato Avodah Zarah? Maybe he wants to sell to a Yid. And the Yid tells him, listen, I could buy it from you, but you have to be Mevato it first. Says the Mishnah, Kata Reish Ozna, if he cuts off the tip of its ear, Reish Chaitma its nose, Reish its bar, the tip of one of its fingers, Pichasa, if the guy crushes it, Aval Pisha Lechisra, even if it wasn't Mechaser, the Avodah Zarah, meaning no piece of this idol that the guy crush fell off, if he does when any one of the aforementioned things, bitla, it constitutes bitl. Rock bifana. What if a guy spits in front of his Avodah Zarah? Hishtim bifana. It urinates in front of his Avodah Zarah. Garara, or it slapped it in the mud. Zarek bas atzaya, or it threw tzaya at it. Harezu in a betel. Despite the fact that what he did was less than fine, and it's certainly not an act of covet, but in terms of bitl, it doesn't constitute the idea of bittul. Machra, if a guy sells his Avodah Zarah, a mishkina, or he uses his Avodah Zarah as a mashkin, as collateral for a loan that he wants to take. Rebbe, I'm a bittul. Rebbe says it does constitute bittul. V'chachamim, I'm a bittul. It does not constitute bittul. Either way, the Mishnah gave a whole list of examples of things that certainly would seem at first glance to fall in the category of, if a guy does this, it shows that he's distancing himself from his Avodah Zarah. He's denouncing it. It's not something that he wants to have anything to do with anymore. As a result, it should be bittul Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the Mishnah said, it's not always so pashut. There are examples of things that are considered bittul, such as kata reish azna, reish chatma, reish etzba, even pichas, even if he crushes it, despite the fact that it was like chisra, those are things that are considered bittul. Then there are things that are certainly not bittul. If he spits in front of it, he urinates in front of it, schleps it in the mud, zarg ba satsaya. And then there was a third category where there's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah gave two examples of where Rebbe and the Chachamim argued whether it is bittul or it's not bittul. The first one is if the guy sells his Avodah Zarah. The second is if the guy uses his Avodah Zarah as a mashkin. Who did he sell it to? So that already the Gemara is going to discuss. Either way, so the Mishnah mentioned pichasa, afal pisha lechisra bitla, it's considered bittul. Freak the Gemara, kilo lechisra b'may bitla. Why if a guy crushes Avodah Zarah, he bangs on it, why would that be considered bittul? L'chura, if he wasn't mechaser it, he didn't break any part of it, then you could argue that it shouldn't be considered. Bittul Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira said, shepichasa b'fanav. It's talking about, Rashi says, kilkel tzurasa. He didn't just bang it. What he did was, he actually distorted its tzura, and as a result, it's the equivalent of kata resh azna resh chatma resh etzba, where despite the fact that he wasn't mechaser it, but being that he was mekalkel its tzura, it would be considered bittul. Raka b'fanel, v'hishtem b'fanel. Mishnah said that even though you would have thought that maybe that's considered bittul, it's not. You know, ani mili, you need a makar for that. Amar chizkiya, da amar kra. It's learned that from a pasuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya perek ches. The pasuk over there says, v'avar ba nikshe v'roi. The context is that the ovdei keichavim are now living in a time where there's a hunger. When the guy sees the hunger, what does he do? V'hiskatze, if he gets really angry. V'kilel, and he starts cursing. B'malkoi uvelehav ufana l'mayla. He turns up to Shemayim, he davens, but the way he davens is not by Shmakoylenu, take me out of this situation, but as Shaltzach, and he gets angry at his getchka. That's what he does. But at the same time, the pasuk continues and says, "Val eretz yabit v'hinei tzar v'chashecham ufav tzuka v'afeila menudach." Despite the fact that he was makalas avodah zarah, he ends up coming around and he goes back and he does the same as shagas and he worships the avodah zarah all over again. So let's see it inside. Amar chizkid, amar kro, because that pasuk in Yeshaya describes vayikir v'skatzev v'kilu b'malkav adav ufanu l'maylo, that this guy is all upset at his avodah zarah. So what's he doing? He's angry. As shaltzach v'ksiv basrei. And despite that, the pasuk continues and says v'al eretz yabet v'nei tzar v'chashecha v'goymer t'afagav t'kilu b'malkav adav, meaning despite the fact that he was makal his melech, still ufanu l'maylo el eretz yabet. Rebbe, he still goes back to it. So just because a guy does something that you would think is an act of disrespect to his Avodah Zarah, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's being mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and that he has no intention of ever returning to his Avodah Zarah. Right now, I'm upset at my Getchka, I'm going to let him know what I think. Doesn't mean that tomorrow I'm not going to wake up on the other side of the bed and have a different feeling towards it. But the bottom line is that you see that just because he acts in a way that's very, very disrespectful, that in of itself doesn't necessarily mean that he's being mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Mishnah said, Machrei Mishkina, Machleikis, Rebbe Yomir Bitel, Vechachamim Yomir Loibitel. So if the guy sells the Avodah Zarah, or he uses the Avodah Zarah as collateral for a loan, according to Rebbe, it constitutes bittul. It's a disrespectful thing to do. Why are you selling your Avodah Zarah? Using it as collateral, you're using it for something mundane. This is something that in your world is supposed to be holy. It's something that's supposed to be sacred. And the fact that the guy did that is considered bittul. Chachamim argued, the Chachamim said, loy bittul. Sok to Gemara. Machlekes amayroim had to understand this machlekes tanam. Ziri, amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba, amar Rav. Ziri and Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba both argued in their understanding of this machloikis. But Zairi stated his position in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, meaning he wasn't saying his own chiddush, he was saying what he heard from Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba was saying what he had heard from Rav. So essentially, there was machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan and Rav. Chadama once said, machloikis, b'tzorif, oivik, echav. The machloikis is where the guy sold the Avodah Zarah to another guy, a professional guy that would want this getchka that's being sold to him. Avol, but soyreif Yisrael, if he sold it to a yid, there'd be no machlekes. Even the chachamim would agree that it constitutes bittul. The reason is because the guy has to know that if he sells his getchka to a yid, the yid is in no way, shape, or form going to serve this. And as a result, he's going to do something mundane with it, which means that even though the guy wasn't mevatel Avodah Zarah himself, but he knows that the yid isn't going to treat it as Avodah Zarah. So if the yid is not going to treat it as Avodah Zarah, it would have to be bittul. So it says the Gemara that even the Chachamim that said that Machra Oy Mishkana Loy Bitel, that's only if the guy sold it to a guy. In his mind, he wasn't mevatel it, because what's the guy that bought it going to do with it? He's also going to worship it. He's also going to treat it as Avodah Zarah. So it's then that the Chachamim say Loy Bitel, but if he sold it to a yid, Divriya Kol Bitel. Chadam, the other Meir said, no, Bitzayrif Yisrael, Machleikis, the Machleikis is Bitzayrif Yisrael. What about Bitzayrif Oyvik Echavim? That's the Gemara Shaili Bailuhu. Bitzayrif Yisrael, Machleikis, Avul Bitzayrif Oyvik Echavim, Divriya Kol Loy Bitel. Did that Amoira, we don't know if it's Rav or Rabbi Yechon, but did that Rav Moira say that the Machlokes was Dafka B'Tzayrif Yisrael? But if it was a Tzayrif Evi Kechavim, being that he sold it to a guy, so it's fair to assume that he was a Mevatel. It's everybody is going to agree like Bittel, meaning even Rebbe is going to agree like Bittel. What he meant to say was that Machlokes is not only if he sold it to a guy, but the Machlokes is even if he sold it to a yid. In other words, Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing whether the guy sold it to a guy or whether the guy sold it to a yid. Either way, according to Rebbe, it's always Bittel. According to the Chachamim, it's always Loi Bittel. So the Gemara Toshmat, Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Nirin Dvarai, I think that I'm right. Rebbe's sheet in the Mishnah was, we're machra o mishkina bitel. The Chachamim sheet was loy bitel. So this is Rebbe talking. Nirin dvarai, I think I'm right, kishem machra lechavla. If the guy sold it lechavla, which pashit means, bilash chavola, to be destroyed. V'divrei chaverai, and I think that my chaverim, the Chachamim are right, shem machra la'avda, if it was sold to be worshipped. Zok tegemar, my lechavla, my lo'avda. What does this mean? Ilem lechavla, lechavla mamish, lev lo'avda mamish. My time of the man domer bitel, u my time of the man domer lo'i bitel. It's pashit, says the Gemara. If a guy sells Avodah Zarah, and he knows that the buyer is going to destroy it, it's pashit that it constitutes bit. It's also pashit, says the Gemara, if a guy sells it to somebody and he knows for a fact that the person buying it is going to worship it, that it's not considered bittul. So if Rebbe is saying, nirin dvarai kishemachra lechavra v'divrei chavera shemachra la'ovda, it clearly is implied from Rebbe that in the instance of lechavla and in la'ovda, Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing, it can't be then that the definition of lechavla means literally to destroy it, and the definition of la'ivda means literally to worship it. Because l'chavla, there'd be no machlaikis, and la'ivda, there'd be no machlaikis. L'chavla, everybody would agree it's bittul, and la'ivda, everybody would agree it's lay bittul. So when Rebbe uses the words l'chavla, la'ivda, he must mean something else. What does he mean? Elalav, l'chavla means l'misha asl l'chavla. He sold it to someone that you could assume there's a good chance is going to destroy it. Umanoi, Tzarif Yisrael, he sold it to a yid. A yid probably, statistically speaking, there's a really good chance he's going to get rid of it. What's he going to do with it? And La'ivda, La'ovda, what did Rabbi mean? La'misha, asa la'ovda. Someone that it's fair to assume is going to worship it. Umanoi, tzorif ovda kechavim. That's a guy. But bottom line, what do you see from here? What you see from here is that Rabbi is saying, nirin dvarai. And based on the way the Gemara is understanding, chavla and oivda, lechavla means he sold it to a yid, la'ovda means he sold it to a guy. And Rebbe and the Chachamim seem to argue in that case, or Rebbe and the Chachamim, more accurately, seem to argue in both of those cases, say in the case of lechavda and say in the case of la'ovda, shmam enough, that's the case. You see, bein bezeh machloikis. So you see from Rebbe himself that Rebbe held that the machloikis is Sai kishamachal Yisrael, Sai kishamachal Levi kechavim. So again, we had a machloikis on Miram, had to understand the machloikis tanam. The machloikis tanam was, if a guy sells or he's memashkin his avoid zara, according to Rebbe, it constitutes bittel. You don't sell avoid zara. It's disrespectful. It's bittel. It's as if he hacked it up. The Chachamim say loy bittel. The Chachamim say not. And then the Gemara brought a machloikis amirad in the names of Rav and Rab Yochanan, whether the machloikis is if he sold it to a guy, the machloikis when he sold it to a yid. Chadamar, one man dama said, the machloikis is dafka when he sold it to a guy. So if the guy sold it to a guy, that's where you have a machloikis. But if he sold it to a yid, that's pasha. It's considered bittul because he knows the yid isn't going to worship it. The chadamar, the machloikis is when he sold it to a yid. The shaila was, that chadamar was a little unclear. He left us hanging a little bit. When he sold it to a yid, but not when he sold it to a guy. Meaning if he sells it to a guy, everybody agrees that it's not bittul. Or he meant to say that whereas the first man dama said, the machloikis when he sold it to a guy, I'm telling you, the machloikis, even when he sold it to a yid. Zokhti Gemara, this braisa seems to say clearly that the machloikis is sai if he sold it to a yid, sai if he sold it to a guy, which would support the second man da amar if you assume that he meant not only kishamachal Yisrael machloikis, but that the machloikis is sai when he sold it to Yisrael, sai when he sold it to a guy. Where do you see that? Because Rebbe is saying, nirin divvarai kishamachal lechav, vidivir chaveirai kishamachal lechav. And what's the definition of lechav lechav? There can't be kipshutai, because there'd be no machloikis kipshutai. Elamai, one is talking about he sold it to a yid, one says he's talking to a guy. And Rebbe is saying that the machloikis applies in both of those cases, but the Gemara says, Loi, Hachi Kamar, Omar Rebbe, Nirin, Dvarai, L'chaveru, K'shemachu, L'chavu. The way you have to read Rebbe is not that they were arguing in both of those cases, but Rebbe saying is, I think I'm right, K'shemachu, L'chav. And what's the definition of Machu, L'chav? Not, it was literally sold to be destroyed, because that's posh. But rather, Umanu, Tzarif, Yisrael, it was sold to a yid. And in that case, I think I'm right. Why? Sha'af chaveray lo'nechleku alai ela kashmachra la'ovda. Because in that case, I don't think there's even a machloikis. Aval l'chavala moiduli. But when it comes to selling it, l'chavala over there, everybody, meaning, because everybody agrees in that case, and that's why it's nirin dvarai. The Gemara thought nirin dvarai means that they argue, I'm right here, and maybe my chaverim are right there. But says the Gemara, it's not what it means. It could be when Rebbe said nirin dvarai, he means because fakert. In that case, there's actually no machlekes. If somebody buys grutois from a guy, somebody buys blocks of silver, so a yid is buying from a guy. He takes it home and he sees that there was avodah zara mixed with the silver that he was buying. He wasn't expecting it to be there, and he found it there. So what's the halacha? Now what he wants to do is he wants to take this avodah zara now, he wants to give it back to the guy, let the guy be mevatel it, and then he's willing to take it. But the yid himself can't be mevatel avodah zara, because he doesn't have a koyach to be mevatel avodah zara. So the question is, that al pi gidrei choshe mishpat, could the yid return the avodah zara to the guy, let the guy be mevatel it, or is it too late? Does the yid own it already? And if the yid owns it already, at this point, it's avodah zara shel Yisrael. Avodah zara shel Yisrael, there's no way to be mevatel. That's the Gemara Shaila. So it says the Gemara, im actually nasan ma'os mashach, if he did mashicha, but he didn't pay for it yet, yachz, then he can return it. Im ish nasan ma'os mashach, if he did pay for it already, then it's too late, then yoylech, Liyam HaMelech. So this obviously has ramifications in the sugyas of Meshicha and Mois Koinois, but that's not really our sugya. The Gemara wants one thing over here. What we have over here is a case where a guy essentially sold Avodah Zarah to a yid. Right? That's what happened. The yid wasn't expecting to find Avodah Zarah there, but that is what happened. He comes home and he finds Avodah Zarah. And Bryce seems to suggest that there's a real problem over here. The problem is, what is the yid supposed to do now? Could he give it back? Could he not give it back? Is it too late? But the Gemara asks Akasha, I am Bishlami Vitzarif Yisrael Bachloikis. Bishlami, if you're going to tell me that if a guy sells Avodah Zarah to a yid, the Chachamim still hold that the halacha is Loi Bitel Hamani Rabbanim. This price is obviously going according to Rabbanim. That holds that despite the fact that a guy sold the Avodah Zarah to a yid, Still, what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be that there's a real problem of avodah zarah. Thus, you have a brisa of what's the yid supposed to do now. Yeah, but if you're going to tell me that the machlokes is only when you sold it to a guy, but everybody agrees that if you sold it to a yid, it's bittel. Hamani. Who then is the tana of this brisa? This brisa is dead on arrival. It literally doesn't start, because the whole issue is where a guy sold a yid, and the yid comes home, he finds out that he bought avodah zarah, he doesn't want to do with it. If when a guy sells avodah zarah to a yid, it constitutes bittel, so the guy was already mevatel when he sold it. So what's the problem? So luchura, how do you reconcile this brisa with the amira that holds that the machlokes is dafke b'tzorif over keichavim, avo b'tzorif yisrael, everybody holds bittel? So the Gemara says, shani hasam, you have to say that daite the kritoy is zav, and daite the avodah keichavim lo zav. This is not an ordinary case. Because over here, the yid thought that he wasn't buying avodah zarah. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the guy didn't think he was selling avodah zarah either. So when is there a halacha that if a guy sells avodah zarah, it's bittel? That's if he knows he's selling the avodah zarah. He's acting very disrespectfully towards his avodah zarah. That's when we look at it as if it's bittel. But in this case, the guy didn't chap he was selling avodah zarah. Inasmuch as the yid didn't chap that he was buying avodah zarah, the guy didn't chap he was selling avodah zarah. That's not bittel. If it's not bittel, so that's why the mechira itself has nothing to do with our Mishnah. The shaila is, was the yid koinet? Could he give it back? Could he not give it back? By the way, why is there even a discussion of meshicha or mois? If the yid didn't know that he was buying it, then it's a mekach tois. So if it's a mekach tois, then anyway, this whole transaction doesn't start. If it doesn't start, so let him give it back to the guy and let the guy go now and be mevatel it. So I'm Rashi, I'm Berishayna, but either way, Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabban, another braisa regarding the halachas of Bittel Avodah Zarah. Tanu Rabbanon, Lava Oleha, if a guy borrowed money and he used his Avodah Zarah as a mashkin, Oisha Nafla the Mapoilus, or if a Mapoilus fell on top of a guy's Avodah Zarah, and Rashi says, and the guy decided that, you know what, I'm not interested in uncovering the Avodah Zarah from the rubble that it's underneath. Or if his Avodah Zarah was stolen by Listin, and the guy chose not to go after his Avodah Zarah, he was like almost miyayish from it. Or if the owner, the guy himself that owns the Avodah Zarah, he went to Medina Sayyam, he went on a trip. Regarding the last case, when he went on a trip, if he plans on coming back, the same way that the nations that were thrown out of Eretz Canaan by Yeshua ben Nun, when the Yidden were Kovish Eretz Yisrael, thought that they were going to come back, in a betela, in any one of these cases that halacha is, it's not going to be bottled. So essentially, the Braisa is giving four examples of things that you would have thought constitute bittel. Kamash Malan, the Braisa, it's not bittel. What are the four things again? Number one, the guy uses Avodah Zarah as a mashkin. You can hear why it would be bittel. It's not. Naflo le mapoilus. A guy has avodah zarah. A mapoilus, a wall falls on top of his avodah zarah, and he just leaves it there. You can hear why that would be bittel. Says the Braisa, it's not. Gavul listen. Listen came. They stole avodah zarah. He doesn't file a police report. He doesn't try finding it. You would see why that maybe you would think is considered bittel. Sok the Braisa, it's not. Or he goes from dina sayon. He has no intentions of ever coming back, and he leaves it. He plans on coming back. You would think that even though he plans on coming back, but at the end of the day, he went to Medina Sayyam, he didn't take his Avodah Zarah with him. So again, you can hear why maybe it would be bittel. Kamashmal, in all four of these cases, it's not bittel. And the Gemara says, Vetzricha, the Braisa has to teach me all four of these cases. Because the Braisa only said the first case, where somebody, a guy, used his Avodah Zarah as a mashkin, and there, Kamashmal, that it's not considered bittel. I would have thought, middle is zavna, like bittel over there. You know why it's not considered bittel? Because why are you thinking it's bittel? Because he's willing to part with it. But if he was really willing to part with it, he would have sold it. So why is he going backwards? Why is he keeping it, borrowing against it? Why doesn't he just sell it? Terence says he's not being mevatlet. So you would think that it's only in that case it's not considered bittel. I've enough of mapoilus. But if mapoilus fell on top of middle, come afnilo. If he doesn't try uncovering it, I would think that is bittel. That's why he had to say that. Vitan enough mapoilus. Had it said enough mapoilus, I would have thought mishum the savar. It's sitting there. I know right now it's underneath. It's gathering dust, but doesn't mean I was mevatel it. Doesn't mean I'm never gonna go there. Call Amos the be'ina la shakil nala. Avon gavul listen. If listen take it, and the person doesn't file a police report, so to speak, midway mahadra basra, but to about that's definitely considered it. That's why we need that. Svitan gavul listen. And it said gavul listen. Mishum the sover iyevik chavim shakala. Could be over there. It's not bittel. You know why? Even though listen took it, and he's not going after it. So the chura. It sounds like he was miayish from it. It sounds like he's definitely not still holding it and regarding it in esteem, because if he was, wouldn't he go after it? Where it says, no, it's not muchach. You know why? Because in his mind, he makes the following cheshbon. If a guy took it, niflach palachla, he's going to worship it. And he's rosh shakla, and if a yid took it, either the man yukarin, mazbunla, he's going to sell it. Who's he going to sell it to? The highest bidder. Who's the highest bidder going to be? A guy. Because the guy is going to be a palachla. But in the case where the bailim went to the Medina Sayyam, from the fact that he didn't take it with him, that certainly what you would think is bittul. That's why the Braisa had to give me another four examples. And the Mishnah, we had a few examples of things that you would have thought are bittul, but really are not bittul. The Mishnah discussed Rak bifaneh, Hishtim bifaneh, Garara, Zarakbas, Atzaya. Even though they're very, very disrespectful things, still, Harezuayna Batela, the Braisa gives us another list. Lava Aleh, Naf Aleh, Mapoilis, and he doesn't try uncovering it. Gamvu a listin, Rashi says, Ve'ena Mechazir Achareh. In all those cases, the halach is, it's not going to be considered bittul. This next gemara is a classic. It's one of those gemaras that are hafeichba, vafeichba, the kulaba, an enormous amount of raid that we've spoken about over the years. But either way, this next gemara is a classic. Zok the gemara. Masidim lachzor kemelchamas Yehoshua, eina bittela. So the fourth example of something that you would have thought is bittul, Kamash when the price is not, is if the owner of the Avodah Zarah goes to Medina Sayyam, he leaves to the other side of the world and he doesn't take his Avodah Zarah with him, says the price. So in the event that he plans on coming back, it's not considered bittul. It's clearly mashma that if he would not plan on coming back, then it would be bittul. But Hamia, if he plans on coming back, despite the fact that he's leaving it, and there's a good chance he may never come back, but if he does plan on coming back, that's enough that it shouldn't be considered bittul. But the Braisa didn't just say if he plans on coming back. The Braisa used the mashal. And what was the mashal? In Masidin Lachzor, Kim Lechemes Yehoshua, he plans on coming back, like the Goyin did by Melchemes Yehoshua. The halach is, Eina Betel. Now, Pashit, what the Gemara means to say is that when Yeshua ben Nun, together with the Yidden, they came in and they conquered Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Shakovshu, and then Sheva Shacholku, so they knocked the Umay Sa'ilam out. It's the Chayyah Kol Neshama, Hachrim Tachrimim, and they all had to leave. Those Goyim, it seems like from this Braisa, planned on coming back. So, Masidin Lachzor, if the Goyim planned on coming back, just like the Umay Sa'ilam, the Shiva Sa'amim, and planned on coming back in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, then the Halach is going to be Eina Betela. Freik the Gemara, the obvious question, let's start here. Midim Lechemes Yeshua Mahadahada, did they actually come back? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kama, you're right, they didn't come back, let's clarify it. In Masidim Lachzor, Hareyoku Mechemes Yeshua, the Eina Betela. It doesn't mean if they do come back, because they never came back. What it means is if they plan on coming back, Ayin Rashi, that's what Rashi explains the Gemara. So we know a little bit of the rest of the story. When they left, in their mind, they were coming back. And they were going to regroup, and they were going to get Yeshua ben Nun and the Yidden to leave Eretz Canaan. They did not think that they were leaving forever. In their minds, they were planning on coming back. But the Gemara asks, why are we even referencing Yeshua ben Nun? What does Yeshua ben Nun have to do with anything? The reason Yeshua ben Nun has been mentioned is because we want to say that just like we learned this halacha from Yeshua ben Nun, there's really another halacha that we're going to learn after Yeshua ben Nun as well. So just to explain this Gemara a little bit more clearly before we see the next Gemara. And that is that what the Gemara means to say is that we know when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, so they were told very clearly, all the Asherahs you have to get rid of, Asherahim Tisra from Be'esh, Asherahim Tigaden, as we spoke a lot about earlier in the week. The Yidden were also told, Layidbak Biyotcha Me'umim Min Acherim, that the Cherim that you're going to get when you go into Eretz Canaan, you're not going to have enough from. And the reason is, because it's all Avodah Zarah. Now, L'chura, the Gemara is essentially asking, and being Ma'orer, that when the Goyim left Eretz Canaan, when they left, shouldn't that have constituted bittul? They ran away from it. The teretz is that they, in their minds, thought they were coming back. I mean that they thought that they were coming back, it's for that reason it wasn't considered bittul. Thus, what the Gemara is saying, when it says in Masidim Lachzor Kemelchemes Yeshua, is that this halacha, that a guy that goes Limedina Sayyam, and in his mind he plans on coming back, it's not bittul, I have a makar to that. The first three things mentioned in the Braisa, I don't know if I have a makar to. This, I actually have a makar to. So we brought a makar to the cases of the Mishnah, Yeshaya Periches, and I have a makar to this as well. Sefer Yeshua, really Sefer Dvarim. When the Pasuk says, It says that even though the goyim are going to be thrown out of the land, it doesn't matter. Still, there's going to be an Isra by the Zara. Why is there going to be an Isra by the Zara? Why shouldn't the goyim leaving the land constitute bittul? That's the ha'ara, essentially, that the Gemara is asking. The teretz is, they were, in their minds, going to come back. I mean that they were going to come back. It's not bittul. Thus, the makor to this Mishnah, that But the Gemara says that the reason the Braisa mentioned Yeshua is because it's not only the makar to this halacha, which Yechura would be a good enough reason to mention Yeshua, but agav urchi kamash malon, that from this episode of Yeshua ben Nun and the fact that the Yidden were not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah when they entered Eretz Yisrael, we have a makar to another very important halacha in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. That is, Kiodom Rabbi Yudom Rav, Yisrael Shesach Leveno, L'Shach Abis Law, a Yid who erected a Leveno, and in his mind, his kivun is to bow down to this Leveno. So he shtelled an Avodah Zarah. So what's the halacha if a Yid makes an Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't worship it? So this was Daftin earlier in the week. Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. But we're going now with the mandama that holds that if a Yid only erects an Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't physically worship the Avodah Zarah, the halacha is it's not considered Avodah Zarah yet. A goya, a yid not. So what happens if the Yid erected Avodah Zarah, and now a goy comes, and the goy bows down to Avodah Zarah? Is it going to be Asra or is it going to be Mutar? So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, a Rizik Echidesh, Asra. It's going to be Asra. Says the Gemara, Minolan, the Asra, how do you know? I'm Rabbi Lazar, Kitchila Shal Eretz Yisrael. Let's also learn that from Yeshua Benon. I'm Rachmanov, Asherim Tisr from Be'esh. Torah says very clearly, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to get rid of all the Asherim. Fake the word Mechti. Yerushi Lame Abayseh. We know that Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Yidden. It belonged to Avraham Avinu. Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. So essentially, Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jews for thousands of years. It belonged to Avraham Avinu. And we know the rule is, Ve'inah d'mayseh dava she'inah shalai. A person doesn't have an ability to make somebody else's thing aser. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How could the goyim have asur the asheris, for example, in Eretz Yisrael? L'chay didn't belong to them. So if it didn't belong to them, Ve'inah d'mayseh dava she'inah shalai. Now you're going to tell me, well, slow down. Maybe the Asheris that were Aser because of the Avodah Zarah that the Goyim had worshipped before Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. But the Gemara says, there was a workaround, says the Gemara. If you were worried about those Asheris, there would have been an Eitzah. What would the Eitzah have been? Rashi quotes the Gemara that we had earlier in the Masechta, where the Gemara says that it's possible for a Yid to force a Goy to be mevatel avodah zarah. It was one of the three things that the Gemara learned from that story, Rabbi Elazar ben Rebbe. So it's possible for a guy to be forced and to be mevatel. So l'chayr, why did the Yidden have to be in a situation where they weren't going to have any benefit from all the avodah zarah and all that sheiris that were in Eretz Yisrael? Why couldn't they just go ahead and force it? Now listen, you have to say the teretz is as follows. Because mid the polchul Yisrael le'egel, for the fact that Yidden worshipped the egel, galuad atayu denichlem avodah zarah, that showed a nechusa that they're okay with Avodah Zarah. When the Yidden worship the Egel, they showed that they're happy with Avodah Zarah. Now when the Goyim went, and the Goyim worshipped Avodah Zarah, shlichuse didu avdi, they're acting as shluchim of the Yidden. I mean that they're acting as shluchim of the Yidden, says Rashi, hilkechavi Avodah Zarah shal Yisrael. And at that point, there's no way to be mevatel. The only reason, says the Gemara, that it makes sense that the Yidden had to get rid of the Asheris, Chura, is by saying that the Yidden wanted the Avodah Zarah. They showed that they're happy with Avodah Zarah. When did they show they're happy with Avodah Zarah? When they worshipped the Egel. Thus, when the Goyim worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they were acting as Shluchim. They were acting as Shluchim of the Yidden. If they were acting as Shluchim of the Yidden, so now it's Avodah Kechavim Shal Yisrael. That's how we look at it. The Inabate Lai Lovis. And that's why there was no way to a Bittul. And you can't tell me a Svara that it belonged to the Yidden. Ain't the Meister Dava Shein Shalai. Not Ain't the Meister Dava Shein Shalai. That would be true if you went on your own and you tried asking somebody else's thing. But if you're acting as a Shliach of the Bailim, that's not a problem with Ain't the Meister Dava Shein Shalai. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, you can apply it. Hachinam, Yisosh, Zaka Leveno. If a Yid erects a Leveno, Gal Yadaite, Denichle Vayas Kechavim. He's showing a Gilu Das that he's okay with Avodah Zarah. If he's showing that he's okay with Avodah Zarah, Chiyasa Evi Kechavim. Now, if a guy goes and he worships Avodah Zarah, shlichusi didei kavod, we look at it as if he's being a shliach of the Yid. If he's being a shliach of the Yid, so therefore it's going to be awesome. So again, Rav Yehuda said a big chiddush in the name of Rav. His chiddush was Yisrael shezakaf aveina, a Yid that erects an Avodah Zarah. He never bowed down to it. So based on sugyas earlier,
the halacha should be that it shouldn't be asa. If a goy goes now and he worships the avodah zara, it's going to be asa. How could a goy make a yid's avodah zara asa? This is ain adam oisad avash ain shaloi 101. How in the world does he have a right to do it? The teretz is, the lumdus is, that we say that once the yid erected avodah zara, he's showing that he's okay with this avodah zara. So if a goy does it, it's as if he's acting as a shliach of the yid. If he's acting as a shliach of the yid, it's not a problem. And it's for that reason it's not going to be awesome. Sounds like a big chiddush. We need a makar for such a chiddush. The Gemara says there is a makar. You know what the makar is? Yeshua ben Nun. Because when the yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't have any hanah. They weren't allowed to benefit from the asherois, v'yidbak biyotcham u'mem and acherim. L'chura, why not? Because the goyim worshipped it. It was the yid. It was Yerushahi. May I say it? Hashem had already given Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. So if it belonged to Avram Avinu, the Goyim didn't have an ability with their Avodah Zarah to ask Eretz Yisrael. The Teretz must be such a lumdus. The Teretz must be that when the Yidden worshipped the Ego, they showed that they had Nichusa to the Avodah Zarah. Once they showed that they had Nichusa to the Avodah Zarah, so now when the Goy does it, it's as if he's acting as a Shliach of the Yid. It's not a problem. So if it's true by the ego, the same halacha should be true over here as well. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question. There would seem to be a flaw in the logic, and that is the yidden worship the ego. That means they're okay with all the asheras. In Rabbi Yehuda Merab's case, it's more direct. A yid erected a specific avodah zarah. The guy went, now he worshipped that avodah zarah. In that case, I hear it a little bit more. But in the case of the ego, how could that be the methodology behind all the Isra of the Zara that existed when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael? Because the Yidden worshipped the Egel, freaked the Gemara. V'dilma be'egel hu denichlu b'midachrin aloi. Amakra eila lihechel Yisrael. And it says, alihechel loshen rabin melami ch'ivu l'elohus arbe. You see that the Yidden, when they worshipped the Egel, they weren't just worshipping the Egel, but evil, they had taivis for other Avodah Zara as well. They were getting completely fachapt in Avodah Zara. I mean that they had taivis for other Avodah Zara as well. The Echeto Ego constituted a gili das, a nichusa for all of the Zara, even the Asherois and even the Getchkes that the Ovdei Kochavim were worshipping at the time, and that's why it is a good tzushtal, and that's why it would work. But the Gemara asks one final kasha: Ema called the Bahagi Ego Nitzru Mikan ve'Elach Nishteri. Okay, so maybe the Avodah Zarahs that existed at the time of the Ego should have been aser, because the Yidden had taivas for all of the Zara. When did they have that taiva at the time of the ego? They did tshuva afterwards. So any ego that existed at that time should be awesome because of that nichusa. But any avodah zara that surfaced at some later point should be mutter. The Gemara says, true, but ma muchach, Rashi. Mi yodea is a hoisa b'isa shove is a nevda achrike. If we knew, maybe that would be the halacha. But it's a moot point because there's no way to know this. Anyway, exhale. So either way, just two ha'aris. Again, this Gemara right here needs an asterisk next to it's the backdrop, it's the context for a lot of geshmak ray that we've spoken about, but just two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is a festakasha that the shoyel asked the Noi Debi Yehuda in a tshuva, but not just any tshuva. It's actually a tshuva that we've discussed many times, learning Mesechta Avodah Zarah together. It's none other than the tshuva where the Noi Debi Yehuda says his chiddush, that people misquote Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita of the Bali Tosis and Avodah Zarah Dapes, Bechiris Dapes, the Shita of the Ramah and Erechaim Kuf Nun Vav, it's the Noi Debi Yehuda in Yeridea Tinyana Simen Kuf Mem Ches, where he says that even though Tosis seemed to be of the opinion that Christianity was not Avodah Zarah, really it was Avodah Zarah. Tosis meant it regarding the Isser of the Shem Elohim Achim Lisaskiru, La Yisham Al Picha, but he never meant to say that Natsrus is not Avodah Zarah. Avada Tosfos agrees to the Rambam that Natsrus is Avodah Zarah. So he said it in a tshuva, again, Yeridea Tinyana Simekuf Memches, but there's a context to the tshuva. And the context of the tshuva is the Shoyal asked the Noi Debi Yehuda a very mefulful digger question. I think that's a word. A question with a rizik a pilpul. Noi Debi Yehuda wasn't happy with the kasha, but it's kedai to speak out the kasha simply because it's kishmak. Now, the short version of the kasha would be something as follows. The Gemara says that Yisrael shezokaf levena l'shtacha v'sla. Uva ibikichavim v'shtacha v'lo asra. What's the reason? I ain't the most adobe shenish aloi. What's the character? The Yid is the one that was Maimed Avodah Zarah. It's his Avodah Zarah. How could a guy go worship it and now make the Avodah Zarah asr? What's the teretz? So the Lashon HaGemara is that being that the Yid
with Zoykev the Levena, Galya Daite the Nichelahu, Bavidus Kechavim, he shows that he's okay with Avodah Zarah. The Chiasa Oivet Kechavim Upalachla, when the guy goes and he worships it, Shlichusa Didei Kaavid. He's acting as a Shliach. And what's the Makar? Because that's exactly what happened when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Mid the Polchu Yisrael the Egel, Golu Adatayu the Nichelu Bavidus Kechavim, the Chiasa Oivet Kechavim, Shlichusa Didu Avdi. That means the reason all the Sheirois and the Cherim of Eretz Yisrael was asked to the Yidin is because the Goyim act as a Shliach of the Yid when they worship the Avodah Zarah. Why would you assume the Yid appointed the guy as a Shliach? Because they worship the Egel. So it's as if they appointed the Goyim as a Shliach. The Shoyel's Kasha in short was Shlichus? Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. How can you make someone a Shliach to be Oved Avodah Zarah? That's the short version of the Kasha. That's not the way the Shoyel asked the Kasha. The Shoyel asked the Kasha in a more long-winded way. And he started with the Ramah. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia, a very well-known Gemara, that a person could be koina something with a chatzer. Everybody's familiar with the concept of kinyan chatzer, kinyan dalaramis, but there's an idea of chatzeri shaladim koina lebechal makam. A person could be koina something with a chatzer. And there's a discussion in the Gemara, how does kinyan chatzer work? Chatzer mishum yad, or chatzer mishum shlichos? The Gemara, how could it be sad that chatzah works mishum shlichos? But there's a brisa that says that if a person is a ganav and he steals al yidei his chatzah, eli al yadoi gagay chatzera v'karfifay minayin. This is in the context of Geneva. Talmud loy mi'matzei timatzei b'kol makom. A person could be ganav. You have to make kinyane Geneva. Al yidei kinyan chatz. Freak the Gemara. We saw gadayt the chatz mishum shlichos and shabai. Now if you're going to tell me that chatz is mishum shlichos, im keima sinu shlichot dvar aveira. Vekayim alon ein shlichot dvar aveira. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Omer Ravina, Ravina says, when do we say ein shlichot dvar aveira? That's only if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. So if the shliach is a bar chiyuva, the shliach himself is not allowed to do what he did, that's when the halach of ein shlichot dvar aveira works. But if the shliach himself is not a bar chiyuva, there's no halach of ein shlichot dvar aveira. Is the chatzer a bar chiyuva? Obviously not. So being that the chatzer is not a bar chiyuva, the mailer has no shaychis to ein shliach dvar aveira. The Gemara brings a second teretz. Rav Soma said, when do we say ein shlichot dvar aveira? That's iboi ovid, iboi loy ovid. That's if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, but he's a bal bechira. He could do it or he cannot do it. Aval chatzer, the bal karchei moisev lo, who has no bechira, Mechayev Shalcha, you're not going to have the halacha of Ein Shlichot Dvar Aveira. So you have two terutzim to explain how it's possible. If you hold chatzim mishum shlichos, shmak v'sugyos, that a person could be a ganev al yedei chatzer, I Ein Shlichot Dvar Aveira. The teretz is either Ravina's teretz, the only time you say Ein Shlichot Dvar Aveira is if the shlich is a bar chiyuva, not if it's not a bar chiyuva. Rav Soma's teretz is only if it's he's a bal bechira. He can do it or he cannot do it. If it's bal charchina, the Ramah in the beginning of Simin Kuf Pei Beis, it's literally the first halacha in Hilchos Shluchim. The Hilchos Shluchim begins with a Ramah. Doesn't begin with a Mechaber. Begins with a Ramah. B'chol davar shluchei shaladim kamoisai. Chutz miladvar aveira. The kaimalon, ein shliach, the rule is, ein shliach levar aveira. Zok the Ramah, v'davke shashlich bar chiyuv. It's only true if the shliach is a bar chiyuv. Aval meinu bar chiyuva, if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, havi shliach, he could be a shliach, afilu ledvar aveira. Now what's the svara behind it? What's the lamdis? Lamdis is very simple. Rashi explains, Nakimor, Shnai Meichsen, Daf Yunam Ibez. Rashi says, because why is Ein Shlichot Dvar Aveira? Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishonim. Because the Shliach really wasn't supposed to listen to the Mishalech. He was supposed to listen to the Rabbi Mishalech, who told him not to do what he's doing. So if the Shliach is a Vara Chiyuva, then you have a Divrei Rav, a Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishonim. But if the Shliach is not a Vara Chiyuva, so then you don't have the Sfar of Divrei Rav, because it's true that the Rav wasn't allowed to do it, but he didn't do it. The Talmud was allowed to do it. So there's no Divrei Rav, a Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishonim, or it's true that the Talmud is really the Mishalech. The Mishalech wasn't allowed to do it, but the Shliach did have a right to do it. Right? The Rav is a Pebishta. The Talmud is the Mishalech. But either way, the Shliach, being that he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he was allowed to do it. You don't have the Sfar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishoimim. It's for that reason this is not going to be true. So the Shoyel wanted to tell the Neid Behuda that I know why the Ramah paskin like Ravina and not like Rav Soma. Because even though when you learn the Sugi Masechtas Bava Metzia, there's two Terutzim, it's not Muchach, which is the Ikir Teretz LaHalacha, but I have a Raya from a different Gemara, Taimid, the Shoyel to the Neid Behuda, that Ravina's right, so to speak. I have a Raya Berura to the sheet of Ravina. What's my Rai? My Rai is from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. He brought this Gemara right here. What does the Gemara say? When Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they weren't allowed to have any Hanav, Yidbach, V'yachav, V'menacherim. They weren't allowed to touch the Asheris. What was the reason? Because the guy worshipped it. I belonged to the Yidden. Eretz Yisrael is Yerushim Yavisem. What's the Teretz? They appointed the Goyim as
a shliach. When did they appoint him as a shliach? They appointed him as a shliach when they showed a nichusa that they wanted Avodah Zarah. When did they do that? They did that when they worshipped the eagle. Frick, the shayol. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Tafsach Samach Gimel Amen Aleph, Eila Lehecha Yisrael, Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Il Moli Vav Shebehalucha, had it not said Elehecha B'loshin Rabbim, Nischaibu Rishayim Shal Yisrael Kloy, then the Yidden would have been wiped out. They would have never recovered. The Yidden recovered from the Chet Eagle. The Yidden made quite a recovery. How did they recover from the Chet Eagle? It was because they said Eila Lehecha Yisrael B'loshin, they said Elehecha Yisrael Asher Halucha B'loshin Rabbim. It was the Vav in the Asher Halucha that allowed the Yidden to recover. What does that mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that Vav, they said Asher Halucha B'loshin Rabbim. Talay Kafru B'Kadosh Baruch Legamri. They were never Kafir B'Kadosh Baruch Legamri. Shari Shitfu B'Davaracha. They knew Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, but they were Meshat V'Davaracha. And being that they were Meshat V'Davaracha, it's for that reason they were able to, it's for that reason that they were able to come out. Either way, so Tainid, the Shoyal, that it comes out that the ego was Shitov. If the ego was Shitov, that means we only found the Yidden guilty of Shitov. We never found them guilty of regular Avodah Zarah. So Meicha Tesi then, that all the Avodah Zarah that the Goyim did in Eretz Canaan now falls on the plates of the Yidden, because they showed Nichusa for the Avodah Zarah. It's not true. They showed Nichusa for the Avodah Zarah. That's Peshitov. They never showed Nichusa. They worshipped the Egel. Melanich Evil Elohus Harbi. But that's Shitov. They never didn't believe in Hashem. They always believed that the Ebeshul was the one that took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So you have to say, says the Shoyal, that the Avodah Zarah that the Goyim worshipped in Eretz Canaan, that eventually was going to ask, it was also Shitov. Because if it wasn't Shituf, you don't have the Nichusa. You don't have the Goliath Daite, you don't have the Shlichus. The whole Shlichus is based on a Nichusa, it's based on a Giludas. So you're going to have to say that they also worship B'Shituf. But Freik, the Shoyal, they know I'm a Tzuvan Shituf. How do I know that? It's Tzuvan Shituf throughout Shas. Then I'm a Tzuvan Shituf. This is how it came in. So if then I'm a Tzuvan Shituf, so Lechura, what was the problem? Zokter, you know what you have to say? The Cheshva must have been like this. They're talking about Tzuvan Shituf. But they were acting as Shluchim of the Yid. And if they were acting as real shluchim of the Yidden, it's for that reason. It's for that reason that even though they themselves are not mitzvah on shituf, so their own worship, mitzad atzmon, would not have made Avodah Zarah asur. Because shituf does not constitute Avodah Zarah for the Ovdei Kechavim. But they weren't acting on their own. They were acting as shluchim for us. Because once the Yidden worshipped the eagle, they showed an ichus, so they, yeah, worship it all of Avodah Zarah. They're happy. So it became aser, not mitzad, their own Avodah Zarah. Because that was shittah. It became aser, mitzad, Avodah Zarah of the Yidden. Either Yidden didn't worship Avodah Zarah. The Teretz says they worshipped Avodah Zarah for the Yidden. Al Yidei Shlichos. That means the reason everything is awesome in Eretz Yisrael is because of the Yidden of Avodah Zarah. The Yidden, what are the Yidden? They didn't even come into Eretz Yisrael. They have to fight wars before they enter the land. The Teretz is Shlichos, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. And the it works, but Freik the Shoyal, Ein Shlichos V'Aravera. The Teretz is, you have to say that being that Goyim are not Mitzvah on Shittah, so they themselves are not a Bar Chiyuva. If they themselves weren't a Bar Chiyuva, you have Ravina Shittah involved in Mitzvah, Dafyudah Mideis, and when the Shlich is not a Bar Chiyuva, you don't have the Loch of Ein Shlich of Bar Avera. That's the Teretz. So the reason that this all worked is because really this was all Shittah. How do I know it was Shittah? That's Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Aman Aleph. But they know that they're not Mitzvah on Shittah. Being they're not Mitzvah on Shittah, the reason there's no Ein Shlich of Bar Avera issue in our Sugya is because this is Ravina Shittah, and that's how the Ramon to Paskin like Ravino, because even though in Bava Metzid Afyudam Mebeis it's a little bit of a mevucha, but in Avodah Zarah Dachun Gimel Mebeis it's pretty clear, because if that's not the pshat, then there's no way really to understand the Gemara. It's on that kasha, this pilpul, this ha'ara of the Shoyal, that the Nevi Yehuda tells the Shoyal, slow down. You're coming with some big major hanocha over here. Your hanocha is that Bnei Noach and Amitzov and Shittuf, you have a geshmak, a kasha almost, that Bnei Noach and Amitzov and Shittuf, and you know from this Gemara that all the Avodah Zarah that was going on was Shittuf, because otherwise you don't have the Nichusa and the Gali Adaite, because the Ego was also Shittuf. That's the Gemara San Edge, Samach Gimel Amin Aleph. Then Lechura, how did the Avodah Zarah even make create a Isser? Lechura is all Shittuf. You're basing it on Anocha. He says, I don't know where you got this Anocha from. Oh, you got it from Tosfos. That's the rest of the story. That's the rest of the Neid of Yehuda. So you're making a Tos that Tos never meant that, and this is where the Neid of Yehuda said his Gevaldige Chiddush, that even the Bali Tosfos hold that Nachshus is Avodah Zarah, and it affects the sugyas that we mentioned on Sunday with Beis Avodah Zarah, etc. All the different sugyas in Shas that in Egei and Natsrus, is it Avodah Zarah? Is it not Avodah Zarah? You can't shtel tzu Tosfos and Avodah Zarah that Beis Avodah Aleph, or Tosfos
That was the Rebbe Yehuda's time. As it relates to the Iker Ha'ara, in Shlichat Varavera, says the Rebbe Yehuda, you're worried about Shlichas in this Gemara, ask a better kasha. There's no Shlichat Varavera Kechavim. Ain't Shlichas La'akim. So the truth is, there's a Rashi in Bava Metzia. We spoke about this Rashi at length once. In Perik Ezeu Neshech, Tafayin Aleph of the days, where Rashi says, L'chumra, there is Shlichas La'avdi Kechavim. So this maybe is a riot to Rashi Shita. But Al-Kopan, Rebbe Yehuda says, what happened to the Halacha of Ain't Shlichas La'avdi Kechavim? You're worried about Ain't Shlichas Varavera? Must be the Gemara doesn't mean Shlichas. The Gemara just means Nichusa, Gilui Das. You don't need the Lumdis. You don't need Sin and Kufpe, Beis and Chayshu Mish, but Hilcha Shluchin in order to understand this Gemara. That doesn't mean that the Yidden made them Shlichas, but you're going to start working out every Sifkatan and every Lumdis in the laws of Shlichas, Gans Nashim Nezikin, to try to make this Gemara. You're never going to make this Gemara work, says the Rebbe Yehuda. It's not Shlichos. Memela, there's no problem in Shlichos Varveira. Memela, there's no problem in Shlichos Da'akim. Either way, that's the first Ha'ara. Just one other Ha'ara that we don't really have time to delve too much into. But that is, so just the whole premise of the Gemara, that the Gemara says the immortal words, which is that Eretz Yisrael Mechti, Yerushahi Lehem Yaviseya, they know the Moshe Dovah Shein Shalai. That how were the Goyim able to answer all the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Canaan? Wasn't it Avram Avinu? Then Avram Avinu get Eretz Yisrael. And if Avram Avinu got Eretz Yisrael, then Lechura, it belonged to him. And Ein Adam Yisrael Mashiach Shloi. The Goyim had no ability to go ahead and to answer it. Right? The truth is that whether or not, when Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu, He also gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu, is very confusing. And the reason it's confusing, because there's many rayas one way, and there's many rayas another way. So just to be in the spirit of the season, just speak out four kashas, and that is regarding just four steers, really. That's really what it is, as it relates to this shaila. Did Hashem give Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu, or did Hashem only promise Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu? The first is Tosfos kasha in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudgimel Amud Aleph. Again, this is Ray that we've spoken about in great detail. We'll just mention it b'kitzer. The first is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudgimel Amud Aleph is discussing when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. The first year, Yeshua ben Nun, Elazar Kohen Gadol. That first year that they entered Eretz Canaan, they had a mitzvah. They entered. They had to bring the Karban Omer. The question is, how were they able to bring that first Karban Omer? That's what the Gemara is discussing. Zok the Gemara. Bo minei chavraya merav kahana, the oilam master of kahana, oimish will give you so bechin sas and laura. It's the oimer, the first carbon oimer that Yidden brought when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Hechon ekrivu. Where did they have tfuah to bring the carbon oimer? Im toimer da ayal bidei nachri. Says, is the pshat pashu. What do you mean? They took the oimer that they found in Eretz Yisrael. But fake the Gemara, kitzirchem amarachmano, v'loi kitzir nachri. They couldn't have. Why couldn't they have? Because it says, kitzirchem, it has to belong to a Yid. The carbon oimer had to be brought from a Yid's oimer. It couldn't be brought from a Goy's oimer. So what? So what's the problem? When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and they saw the tefuah, and they wanted to take the tefuah, so they went, they asked the Shailu, B'shur ben Nun, what do we do? Do we bring it or do we not bring it? No, kitzirchem amarachmano, v'loi kitzir nachri. Fake Tosfos, what do you mean? It's not Tzir Nachri. Isn't that the Gemara we just learned? Avoy Dezar Dafnun Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says very clearly, Mechti, Yerusha Hilo Hemei Aviseim. It belonged to the Yidden. So if it belonged to the Yidden, then it's not Tzir Nachri. So Lechura, a festakash. On the one hand, you have our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say that Hashem did give Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. And then again, you have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara seems to say there's an issue of Tzirchem, but like Tzir Nachri. Second kasha is the Re'eim's kasha. Rashi says in Parshas Lech Lecha that we know there was a riv, there was a fight between Roya Mikne Avram and between Roya Mikne Loit. What was the fight? It says Rashi, everyone knows Rashi. The Royim, the pastachs of Loit, they were bad guys. And they were allowing their animals to graze in other people's fields. And they were eating from those fields. This is all going on in Eretz Canaan. The Royim, Avram, they were chashiv. They were b'netera, and they're giving them musr. What are you doing? This is Gzeilo 101. And they told him, no, it's not. Nitna ha'aretz la'avram, they were big lumber. Hashem really gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. V'loy en yarish, and you know, he has no children. So he has no yarish. V'loy ben achiv, and our boss, Loit, is his nephew, his favorite nephew. And yarish, and he's going to yarish him one day.
Memela, being that we're going to get it one day, ain't that gazel? So they came with a whole lumdus. No, they had a psak, they had a heter. They were coming with an ishur. They said, what do you mean? We could do this. We have a right to do this, luchura. But they were wrong, says the Torah. Why were they wrong? Because the Canaan was still living in Eretz Canaan. So what? Avram Avinu hadn't been zeichin it yet. Avram was going to get it one day, but he didn't get it at that point. I mean that he didn't get it at that point, the whole cheshbon was flawed. If it belonged to Avram Avinu at that point, okay, maybe we can hear a chiddush that they're allowed to take it out. But it didn't belong to Avram yet. Avram loy zocha ba'adayin, says Rashi. Why? Because va'aknani va'prizi yoyzeh ba'aretz. So what do you see? That Avram Avinu wasn't zeichin Eretz Yisrael until the Yidin entered the land. But even though Hashem at that point had already promised Avram Avinu, this was after the Bris Ben Absarim, so he had promised him the land. It doesn't matter. He didn't give it to him yet. Stating that, we all know another Rashi that everybody knows. A Rashi in Parashas Chayesara. When Avram Avinu was handling with the Bnei Ches and Ephraim, he wants to get Eretz. He wants to buy the Maris HaMachpelah. So what does he tell him? Ger v'toshav anoichi imachem. I'm a ger and I'm a toshav. That's an oxymoron. Either you're a ger or you're a toshav. Zok Rashi. Im tirtzu, Avram Avinu told him, if you want, I'll be a ger. Meaning, I'll make believe that I'm a innocent buyer that's just coming to buy a piece of land, and I'll pay you good money for it. But in love, if you're going to play hard with me and you're not going to sell it to me, then a toshav, I'm going to become a toshav. I'm going to take it rightfully. Hashem promised me the land. It's mine. And being that it's mine, I have a right to take it. So Frank Duray, what's going on over here? Here you have a Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, quoting a Bereshis Rabba, where Rashi says very, very clearly that then until the Yidden physically conquered the land, they didn't own the land. And here you have Rashi, also quoting a Bereshis Rabba, and Parshas Chayesara, and these are both well-known Rashi. We know both of these Rashis, and they mamash blatantly contradict each other, where Avraham Avinu says that if I want it, plan it in, I have every right to take it. Why do I have a right to take it? Because it's mine. That's the second kasha. The dritte kasha is the Maritz kasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing how a person is koina karkas. If you want to be koina land, the chasim shelam machrayas, niknes be keseth, shtar v'chazaka. So the Gemara is discussing kinyan chazaka. And the Gemara brings a shita, Rebbe Eliezer, where Rebbe Eliezer says that halach ba la orka ularach ba kana makim hilucha. That if a person wants to buy a piece of property and he surveys it, he goes up and he goes down, left, right, east, west, north, south. Any area that he actually walks on constitutes a kinyan chazaka. He's kind of, it's what's called kinyan hiluch. There's something called kinyan. So we have nal, gadar, paratz. That's a kinyan for karka. It's under the category of chazaka. It's called kinyan hiluch. Says the Gemara of my time in Rebbe Eliezer. What's Rebbe Eliezer's makar? He says the chsiv. He knows it from a pasuk. Kum hesalich ba'aretz la'arko l'rachba kilachat nena. Hashem told Avram Avinu, walk on Eretz Canaan. What was the point of walking? To be koinet. Avram Avinu was koinet itself. The Kenyan Hiluch. He says, you see from Avram Avinu, kum esalach baratz l'arko l'rach l'lachat. You see that there's something called Kenyan Hiluch. It's pretty clear in the Gemara. Bava Basra daf kufa mir aleph. Chamam argued, they have a cheshbon why they argue, but it seems pretty clear in the Gemara that when Avram Avinu, at least l'shitas Rebbe Eliezer, when he walked Eretz Yisrael, when he surveyed the property, he was actually being koinet. Frank the Marit, there's a Mishnah, Masechtas Kedushin daf chavav mir aleph. This is the Mishnah. Nechasim sheish amachrayas niknes bekesef b'shtar u'bechazok. Says the Gemara, bechazok minolo. And how do you know that a person's koinet karka bechazok? Amar Chizkiya, Amakra. Chizkiya said, it's learned out from a pasuk in Yirmiyah, second pshat. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Yirmiyah. We learn it out from Knisasim Shel Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Katam Oivim Es Hayardin Lavi L'Reshes Es Aretz Asher Hashem Alokeichem Noisim Lachem V'Yirishtem Moisa V'Yishaftem Ba." Ramban says in two places in his Pirush Al Torah, it's his first Hashmat Asayes and the first Mitzvah Asay that he believes the Rambam forgot when he counted his Ramach Mitzvah Asay, and that is, this is the Makar to the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'Yirishtem Moisa V'Yishaftem Ba L'Doris. But Pashup Shat was talking to the Dor HaMidbar. They entered Eretz Yisrael. They had an achiyuv, an obligation, or at the very least, an idea of Yerishta Moisa, conquer the land via Shafnimba. So in Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they used to darshan as follows, B'may Yerashtem, how would they Yerish Eretz Yisrael, be Yeshiva? And Yeshiva is a Chazaka, so you see Chazaka.
So again, nechasim sheyesh lamachrayis nikdin bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka. Chazaka min olon. How do you know you're kind of a chazaka? You know it. You learn enough from the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. They were kind of Eretz Yisrael. How were they kind of? V'yirishna v'yishalidei yeshiv. Yeshiv is chazaka. So you see, there's something called king of chazaka. So what's going on over here? Here you have a gemara that Rav Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael. And by the way, you learn halach and hilchas chazaka from there. He hilchas kind of. She says, Rabbi Yes. And here you have a gemara that how do you know chazaka is kind of? We learn it from the Yidden. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So who was kind of Eretz Yisrael? Was that Rav Avinu kind of Eretz Yisrael? Or well, the Yidden kind of Eretz Yisrael. And amazingly, you have a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in Shas who holds that we learned from Avram Avinu being kind of Eretz Yisrael, Ahaloch and Hilchas Chazaka. And then we have a Gemara, a Braisa, a Kiddush Chavav Amar Aleph, a Devei Rabbi Yishmael that says that we learned from the Yidden when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the idea of Kini Chazaka. And then finally, the Ferta Kasha is, and that is Rabbi Eliezer Gordon's Charifos. And that is, we all know the Gemara in Kiddush and Abbez Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Isha Niknas Bekesef Shtar Bechazoko. Kesef Minolon, says the Gemara, As you kicha kicha misteyef. Ksif Och, it says, Kika Chishisha. Viksif Hossom, Nosati Kesef Azadikach Mimeni. V'chulu, v'chulu. So how do you know that Isha's Niknas Bekesef? We learn it from Stey Efrain. Avram Avinu was Koine Stey Efrain. Kesef, and it's from there, not so poshit, but that's the posh pashas in the Gemara. That's how you learn that in Isha, where it also says the word kicha, that's how we learn that Isha's Niknas Bekesef. Frank plays a gourd according to Rashi. In Parshas Chayisara, that Avram Avinu said, Ger v'toshav anoichi, im tirtza et lena b'din. So it comes that Avram Avinu already owned Eretz. He already owned the Marasa Machpel. If he already owned the Eretz Machpel, it comes that he didn't have to be koinin. If he didn't have to be koinin, there was no kinyan taking place. It's true there was a transfer of funds. He wrote a check. But at the end of the day, was Avram Avinu being koinin? He wasn't being koinin anything. He said, v'm lav et lena b'din. He was doing it to pacify the B'nai Ches. He was doing it just so it should look. He says, I'll play nice with you if you want. I'll be again. I'll make believe it's yours. I'm not going to get involved in my haftachas that the Eved they gave me. It's fine. I'll give you fair market value for it. I have no issue. But did he have to be koinin Avram Avinu? The answer is no. So if he didn't have to make a kinyan, all he needed to do was pacify him. So maybe the reason he gave him money was because obviously no one's giving you anything without money. So he had to give him money. But in terms of the kinyan, there was no kinyan. So if there's no kinyan, how can you learn kicha kicha mistei Ephraim? So this Gemara, it's a shtickel mashma tiny Rabbi Eliezer Gordon that Avram Avinu really didn't own the Maras HaMachpelah. He didn't own Eretz Canaan. Either way, we have four kashas. We have Tosfos Kash Roshana Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, who asked the steerer between the Gemara Roshana Yud Gimel regarding Omer, how did he bring the first carbon item belong to the Goyim, to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Gimel. That's our Gemara. That it's the Gemara asks a kasha, how could the Goyim make all that Avodah Zarah, all that Sheiris, also in Eretz Yisrael, L'chura Eina, the Maisad Avash, Eina Shalai, why? Because Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalmi Avisayim. We have the Re'eim's cash who has to steer between Rashi and Parshas Lech Lecha, and Rashi and Parshas Chayisar, Rashi and Parshas Lech Lecha that said that the lawyer right were wrong. They had no business taking, it's going to be Avram Avinu's one day. Yeah, one day, but not yet. Because right now the Yidden didn't conquer the land. Until you conquer the land, you can't take it. To Rashi and Chayisara, that Avram Avinu said, Gerva Toysh Vinaychit. We want Atlanta Bedin. We had the Maritz Kasha, that Yev Rebbe Eliezer, who's learning Kinyan Chazaka from Avram Avinu, Kumasalach Baris Lorka the Rachba. And then you have a Gemara, Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, in Kedusha Chavava Menalp, that's learning Kinyan Chazaka from the Yidin, the Rishna, the Yashaftim, but be my Yerashtim, be Yeshiva. So was Avram Avinu the one that was Kainit, or were the Yidin ones that were Kainit? Here, a place that tells us Kasha, who asked that Lechura, you have a Gemara that learns Isha Niktas Bekesa from Avram Avinu. L'chura, if Avram Avinu didn't have to be kind of Eretz Yisrael, then L'chura, how could you learn Kinyan Kesa for... So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is... So what's the Teretz, right? What's it? Four good kashas. What's the Teretz? I'll just give you one Marumakin and Tein L'chacham B'yech Kemoid. And that is Tosfos. On his kash, on the Afyu Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Girsan Tosfos is very unclear, which just adds a layer of confusion. But Tosfos seems to say that even though Eretz Yisrael really belonged to Avram Avinu, Hashem really gave it to Avram Avinu, Mikom Mokom Yeshloi B'Mashazara. But if a guy works the property, the Umay Sa'ilim, when they worked it, it was understood that that was something that they were going to be able to keep. So you want to know who owned Eretz Yisrael, who owned the trees, the Boim, who did it belong to? Do a title search. What's going to come up is Avram Avinu. That's who owns it. Belongs to the Yidden. The Yerusha now already, many generations later, but this is in the family of Avram Avinu, because Hashem gave it to him. But at the same time, the Ktsir Chem Amar Achmad B'lai Tzir Nachri, what grew from the land, that belongs to Avram Avinu, that belongs to the guy. Because Mikom Mokom Yesh Lebe Mashazar, Mishlo Melech and Prashas Drachim, it's Drush Tishi, the ninth Drasha, he has an Arichos, and he says that's the Teres Reims Kasha also. On the one hand, who...
owned the Ma'ara Samach Pela. Avraham Avinu owned the Ma'ara Samach Pela. And that's why he said, if you want it, let it be. But as it relates to Vaknani Bar Prizay Yoshev Ba'aretz, the royal light that were eating the tefua that they had no right to take. Because the tefua, Yeshlam B'Masha Zara, that already constituted Gzela. Either way, I am Sham. There's other kashas, there's other Ma'ar Mekaymas, but we'll leave it at this.